Hi listeners, thank you so much for joining me today and welcome back to another episode of In a Dark, Dark Room. I'm your host Abby and in this podcast I, of course, cover all things creep. So welcome to another Dinky Dark episode where the dark is just as dark and the dinky is just... Where the dark is dinky, but the dinky is just as dark. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I never remember what it is. So welcome to another Dinky Dark, where I tell you a very short, scary story, but it's very scary. So let's waste no more time, and let's jump into this week's Dinky Dark. I asked my criminal law professor if a client has ever scared him. His story haunts me to this day. I get chills when I think about it. I changed certain details to make it harder to Google this case because I was able to find it initially when he told me. But there's more truth in this story than you want there to be. I had a fantastic law professor who was always exceptionally good to me. I was a bit of an oddball and he took me under his wing. His wife, Mary, would come to school every Friday, and the three of us would have lunch together. We got pretty close, and I noticed he was very protective of her. My professor had been a public defense attorney for 20 years before he went into academia. He had a very good attitude about his former clients, and even visited a few in prison, including a few folks on death row. He said you learned pretty quickly that most people are indeed guilty, but you also learned how to separate clients from their crimes. Almost all of his homicide cases were gang-related, and he was a pretty big believer that most gang violence is done under duress. He was also a really big advocate for shorter sentences for minors and better rehabilitation programs. He said even folks who committed really heinous crimes and deserved life in prison would still have their humanity and tended to be easy to work with. My point is, that although he was very realistic about how most folks are guilty, he was never bitter. Once when I was doing research for him, we had some free time. He always spoke so highly of his clients, so I finally asked him if he'd ever encountered an actual psychopath. And this was his story. For folks who don't know, public defenders don't have total control over their caseload. They develop a certain expertise, but a lot of them get assigned the cases that they're assigned. Anyway, he got assigned a homicide case that was pretty fucking brutal. A woman had been mutilated while still alive, assaulted, and violently murdered. The photos were so bad that my professor got a little bit sick when he saw them. What's worse is that it was almost certainly tied to two other cases with women who had also been mutilated, assaulted, and killed. They had no physical evidence, but they narrowed down a suspect who became my professor's client. The thing is, this client did not seem like the type. My professor had learned pretty early on that violent psychopaths usually have a trail of violence in their history before they graduate to murder. He also noted that usually conventionally successful psychopaths didn't commit violent crimes because they had worked so hard to acclimate without letting the mask slip. It should also be noted that before this story, he didn't actually believe in a mask. He found his clients were pretty upfront with him about what crime they'd committed and why. He said most people who lied to him were pretty stupid. Now this guy was physically small and he had a wife and kids. He wasn't wealthy, but he did have a good job and friends. He was exceedingly polite in their meetings and oddly soft-spoken. He also talked about how much he loved his daughters and he was a big feminist. This guy was adamant that he was innocent. My professor kind of shrugged it off. He didn't spend too much time analysing if someone was innocent or guilty, but rather what facts could be proven in court. Everything else was just a waste of time. Something about this guy and the crime he committed didn't make a lot of sense to my professor. Not only that, but the state had virtually no solid evidence. And as time went on, my professor genuinely started to believe that his client may be innocent and started going super hard on the case. He got a witness barred from testifying, which really rattled the prosecution. One of the things that convinced my professor the most of his client's innocence was the way the client responded to seeing the photos of the victims. They were going to be shown in court, and my professor wanted his client to be prepared. The guy looked like he was gonna throw up. He bent over a trash can, and he looked genuinely distraught. He also just started rambling like he was experiencing a genuine, authentic trauma response. He just went off about how the girl's ear was torn off, and he kept imagining his wife in that position. He did say something a little bit odd, though.
I don't know why, but the fact that all the victims are blonde and my wife is brunette is getting to me. What if it could have been her if she had dyed her hair a different color?
Now, my professor stared at him with an open mouth. And for a moment, he stopped being his attorney and was just a human.
My wife, Mary, is a Latina woman, and I had the same thought when I saw these photos. Maybe it could have been her, with just a twist of fate.
He sincerely believed that right there and then, his client was innocent, because he had such a real, raw response. Things changed when they were very close to the end of the trial. In a very rare move for a violent crime, the prosecutor actually realized she was likely to lose and offered a deal. Not a very good one, but attorneys have an obligation to tell their clients of any deal on the table. My professor's client got very annoyed at this and kept announcing that he was innocent. My professor actually still believed him at this point, but wanted to walk him through the options just to be thorough. Suddenly, the client's demeanor changed. His hands started shaking as he looked at the table and mumbled about how that prosecutor cunt was just doing this to mess with him. My professor was kind of taken aback because his client had been so respectful to everyone at that point, including folks on the opposing side. He understood the stress his client was under and tried to calm him down, assuring them that he had worked with the prosecutor a lot and she was generally fair. She might actually be worried that the sentencing would be too harsh in case they did lose the case. This was objectively a way to lower jail time. His client looked up at him with a face that almost knocked my professor over. My professor described his eyes as completely void and lifeless, like his client was looking straight through him. According to my professor, he hadn't really believed in evil until that day. He believed humans were complicated and yes, could do monstrous things, but he didn't believe that anyone was genuinely evil. But after this moment, he had a crisis and was shaken to his core. My professor stuttered something about how he just wanted to look at the specifics of the deal to make an educated choice, and his client cut him off. Then, all of a sudden, it was like the old version of the client was back. He was immediately back to the timid, small man who spoke of how much he loved his wife and was a feminist for his daughters. My professor was already shaken, though, and his client noticed. He grew increasingly hostile and started questioning every decision that my professor made. My professor even considered asking to get off the case, because it's hard when a client is turned like that, but he worried a judge would never allow a withdrawal this late in the trial. Well, my professor's client got off. Of course he did. Apart from a very questionable witness, they really didn't have enough evidence to reach beyond reasonable doubt, thanks to my professor doing a kick-ass job. My professor tried to shake his client's hand in the end, and his client just stared coldly at him and smiled slightly. He mumbled something about how he would never forgive my professor for making a decision that he disagreed with. And 2 months later, another murder occurred that fit the pattern of the previous attacks. The woman who was murdered was a Latina woman who was also named Mary. Okay. I like that story a lot. It's obviously not true. Well, it's not obvious. It's not true, by the way. But I really enjoyed that. I thought it was like a nice spin. And also the fact that this professor, who was a lawyer, basically helped this guy avoid jail time. But the professor's wife was a Latino woman called Mary. And then that's who ended up being murdered next. I feel like that was definitely a warning sign from the client that I'm going to kill your wife, bitch. But that was good. I enjoyed that story. Let me know what you guys thought. So I will see you on Wicked Wednesday for another episode. I am considering, actually, you know what? I'll talk to you guys about it on Wednesday. Okay. So anyway, have a lovely weekend. I will see you on Wicked Wednesday for another episode. Until then, stay safe, enjoy the spooks, and I will see you soon.